Welcome to the Watchman's Cry Remnant Watcher, the program that equips the saints and prepares God's people for the return of Christ.
Hello, my friends. You're listening to the Watchman's Cry Remnant Watcher. I'm Nathan Leal, and the website is watchmanscry.com. And ladies and gentlemen, I have a very, very important program to share with all of you. Allison is going to be here to help me. So I want to ask that you share this with every person that you know, because a very profound event just occurred, and I'm going to talk about it today. Allison and I are going to dissect it. And basically, we can sum it up. If you saw the title, it has to do with America, there will be blood. America has lost her foundations. The lady who once resided on a fortress has been ripped apart, and her eagle has been declawed, and her eyes have been gouged out, and her soul has been rendered in an oven that was sold to the highest bidder. And soon, the people of America and the world are going to be sorted, some for slavery and some for burial. And sadly, most of them have no idea that this is coming, and they will have no clue that it happened. Many of them were distracted by the marauders and the political bandits and the whispers of demons who caused them to fear a virus based on lies. A lot of them were distracted by the false promises at a rally that the future of the Republican Party was going to make sure that most of them would get to ride in a limo. They were offered trinkets. They were offered gifts. But in truth, ladies and gentlemen, it was a ride as a person of honor in a hearse. Folks, a new season has arrived. And this season has placed a bounty on the heads of every person on planet Earth, including you. There is a bounty on your head. There is a bounty on the head of your loved ones and your friends. And it's a bounty that made it clear that in their eyes, all of you are worthless. You're in the way. And soon, they're going to clear the way and eliminate the congregation of souls who are in the way. But actually, let me correct that, folks. It's already begun. That phase has already begun. Phase one of the purge has begun, and soon phase two is going to follow, where they're going to cull the earth of the useless breeders who are terrorizing this planet because they eat too much food that they don't deserve. And in this new season, the poachers of humanity have an open ticket to bag and tag the many who will be at the wrong place at the wrong time. This is it, folks. This is the new America where greatness was sold to the ones who wanted rescue as a word on a red hat. And so many believed it because it sounded good. And for some, it was a battle cry. And others, it was a shrine of great promise by Desolation Donald. The Donald of destruction. But how many stopped to take notice that the Bible told us that the same word would be used as a snare? It's a revelation, folks. Babylon praised herself and wrote great on her forehead. We can also find it in the book of Daniel. But how many of the good folks who go to those rallies have actually cracked open their Bibles to read what it says? Because God told us thousands of years ago what would happen. God told us. It's in there, folks. It says there's a guy that's going to show up at the end of time, a little horn, who would use great words. The prophecy actually says he was the horn that had eyes and a mouth that spoke very great things. That's in Daniel 7:20. And also in Daniel 7:8, it said he had a mouth speaking great things.
I'm telling you, I used to use the word incompetent. Now I just call him stupid. I went to an Ivy League school. I'm very highly educated. I know words. I have the best words.
In Daniel 7:11, the same chapter, it said, I beheld then because of the voice of the great words which the horn spoke.
Hopefully George is looking down right now and saying, this is a great thing that's happening for our country. This is a great day for him. It's a great day for everybody. This is a great day for everybody. This is a great, great day.
Did you hear that, folks? I beheld. Because of the voice of the great words that the horn spoke. It's in Daniel 7:11. No, it can't be. It can't be. I'm sorry, folks. It is. It's right before us. Listen to this again. The horn speaks great. The horn loves the word great.
Hopefully, George is looking down right now and saying, there's a great thing that's happening for our country. There's a great day for him. It's a great day for everybody. This is a great day for everybody. This is a great, great day.
Really? I can dissect what we just heard for an entire program because it was the most uncaring, calloused, jaded tribute that I've ever heard for a person who was murdered by the police. There's no empathy in this man. The little horn spoke. His name is Trump. Trump means horn. It's before our eyes, ladies and gentlemen. Daniel 7:11, I beheld because of the voice of the great words which the horn spoke. Now, right out of the gate, I'm sharing these things. I have to share them. And if you happen to be a supporter of him and you find this offensive, the truth is supposed to awaken. The truth is supposed to make us uncomfortable, especially when we are going opposite of the truth. And so many evangelical Christians are operating in blindness. Now, this program is not about Donald Trump being the little horn. It's about something else. In addition, I have a lot to share, folks. So again, share this program with everyone that you know. And if you get offended by me sharing the truth about the direction of this nation and you disagree with what I say and you send me hate mail, I'm just going to delete it. I have been on record for years now. This ministry caught a lot of flack. It caught a lot of persecution because the people who didn't want to believe the truth and went with a lie, who believed Mark Taylor and the absurd prophecy of Mark Taylor and the NAR, New Apostolic Reformation prophecies, because people didn't want to believe it and they chose darkness. So for those who still are camped with darkness, and if you want to write me and say, give Trump a chance, you know what? We're 3 years into this mess and the nation is on fire. The nation has become a carcass in downtown areas. The nation is being destroyed. The nation is in ruins. The nation is facing desolation and destruction. The man at the helm is not Obama or Lady Hillary. It's Donald Trump. We're in trouble, folks, and a lot is coming. We are just getting started. I'll say that again. We are just getting started. For those of you that are fatigued with the COVID lockdown and you're tired, you have cabin fever, it's unfair, it's unjust, wearing a mask and all of this categorizing of people as essential or not essential, or you are good, you're not, you're obeying, you're not. Folks, we're just getting started. We are just beginning. The man who has made this possible, the man who has seen the commencement of this nightmare is Desolation Donald. So if you want to write me hate mail, I'm going to delete it. I have a job to do. I'm on the wall and I see this nightmare approaching. And it's going to be a nightmare for all of us. So unless we have the proper information and the proper guidance from God, from the Bible, from the Holy Spirit, America, there will be blood. And there will be a body count. And there will be body bags. And there will be people that you know that will be a part of the statistical count of those who fell or were collateral damage in the fracturing of America. Because that's what's coming, folks. So today I'm going to share the truth. We're in the end times. It's not a mirage. It's not pretend. It's not a movie. It's real. So this message today is for those who have the eyes to see. And today it's very important that all of you out there get a hold of what I'm going to share today. Now, if you appreciate what we do here, the Watchman's Cry, we need and we appreciate your support. So folks, look into your hearts. Because I have a lot of information that's still coming. I have a very sobering and profound warning and an announcement. I also have some information that I've been sitting on that needs to be given at the right time. But today I'm going to give some of it. I'm going to share some of it. Allison is here and she's going to help me do that. So if you do appreciate what we're doing, ladies and gentlemen, we need and appreciate your support. Our address is Watchman's Cry. That's WATCHMANS, Cry, P.O. Box 157, Priest River, Idaho, 83856. Or you can go to the website at watchmanscry.com and contact us there. There's a place where you can contribute to help the cause, to help this ministry. Because folks, in the coming days, It's going to get very, very spooky. It's going to get dark. He has shown us some of the things that are coming. We are going to be sharing those things with you. It's going to be very challenging, folks. There's a lot to talk about. So let's just get to it. Say hi to Allison. Allison, how are you doing?
Hi, everybody. I'm doing okay.
So much has happened over the past few days, over the past few weeks.
Yeah.
It seems like the minute 2020, when that ball fell down, Happy New Year didn't bring happiness, did it?
No, not at all. And we thought coronavirus was bad, and now it looks like the nation is falling to pieces and brother against brother. It's scary.
It is scary, and we're only at the beginning of it.
Yeah.
We're only at the beginning of it. We started out with COVID, the lockdown, the deaths, the death count, the threats, all that scary stuff, and the entire planet complied with their fear tactics and their fear mongering. In the last few programs, ladies and gentlemen, if you have been following us, you can go to our website, and we have three installments where we have dissected and broken down what's happening with COVID. And we have also explained from the spirit as Christians and from a perspective that has revealed and been proven the threat of COVID is a big lie. It's a big hoax. It's false. God revealed to you, Allison, several months ago. Allison, you were in Berlin.
I was in Berlin, yes.
And God showed you that it's scary and all the people were afraid. They were told to lock down in their house. But then you looked out the window. The walls were shaking. The windows were shaking. It was loud. The wind was howling. But you looked outside the window and
there was a little bit of wind, but it was by no means anything that was
a slight breeze.
Yeah, it was a breeze, but it wasn't anything that was that bad that you would have to take cover.
And now here we are. By the way, the WHO, World Health Organization, revised their numbers, and they admitted in the last couple of weeks, they admitted that the death count is not what we were being told. We were first told it was 4%, 5%, 10%, just like Spanish flu in the early 1900s. Well, now it turns out that the actual death count is as low as 0.2%.
And yet the agenda still goes on.
They're continuing the narrative, but the real number is 0.2%.
Yeah.
If even that.
Yeah.
Which is similar to the common flu. And now we have the threat of phase two coming. Allison, phase two. Oh no.
Oh no.
And how many people are going to follow this as well? The whole planet. Because there's a plan, ladies and gentlemen. There is a plan to vaccinate your loved ones, your children. They have the plan. In 18 months, there's going to be a vaccine. But the United States is on the fast track, like the Manhattan Project, to come up with their little juice, their Kool-Aid, to poke into every person, not just in the United States, Allison, right?
Nope. Plan is for the whole world to be inoculated.
The whole world.
What did they say? First, all the healthcare workers?
Melinda Gates was interviewed recently.
Yeah.
And they asked her, tell us who gets the first batch.
She said it was, I can't remember quite, it was between 40 or 60 million healthcare workers that would get the vaccine first.
All the doctors for the entire planet.
And all the healthcare workers.
What does that mean for a nurse who doesn't believe in vaccines, who is a single mom and has this job and she's supporting her family? What does it mean for her if she doesn't want it?
She'll lose her job.
You hear that, folks?
Or she'll give in.
No man can buy or sell.
Yeah.
The rich and the poor, the small and the great, there's going to be a cause that people will have to do it. And what happens to the people who want to go into the bank but don't have their little marker on them, their little tattoo or whatever they come up with? Will he be allowed to have an account, he or she? Will they be able to function regularly with their debit card? Will they be able to continue going to work?
Question.
How many corporations are going to go along with this? We can look at so many different categories.
And isn't it crazy how they're backpedaling on the numbers, but yet they're still pursuing this agenda? Everybody's going along.
Which organization is behind the vaccines?
Gavi. Bill Gates.
Bill Gates. And he's on record saying that depopulation can be accomplished with vaccines.
Yeah.
So back to Melinda Gates, to what she said a few days ago. They asked her who gets it first, and she said that we have to do our best to protect the batches because medical pharmaceutical companies are going to want to get their hands on the vaccine when the United States is done with their Manhattan Project warp speed of their juice. And she said that it needs to be protected and It has to be controlled because it's important that the proper people get it first. And the people at the top of her list were the healthcare workers of planet Earth. Now, since they're in control of the vaccine, they can control what's in it. Mm-hmm. They can adjust the chemicals in it. So possibly for healthcare workers, they might leave out a few drops of their magic
potion, yeah,
that they're going to include. And mm-hmm. the reason I say this is because she went on and they said, okay, healthcare workers first. Who is the next group of people who need to have it next? What did she say,
Allison? She literally said the blacks. All blacks
need to have it first.
Need to have it first. Then the brown people. The brown people. And then after that, I guess everybody else.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can Google this. Look it up. Melinda Gates says healthcare workers and then blacks. You can find it. And now let's get back to Donald Trump. And I want to say I'm sure some of you were well-meaning. I'm sure you were. My purpose is not to insult or say I told you so. That's not what my purpose is, folks. My purpose is to continue sharing the truth. And I want to offer an open invitation to all the brethren out there who had their hopes that MAGA was going to happen and it was going to be real. I want to have an open invitation to you because you're part of the brethren as well. And maybe you didn't see it then, but please, my friend, and those of you who are out there who love the Lord, Jesus lives in your heart, please take a second look. And Allison, you know, the Bible says we have to always be looking in the mirror daily. We have to examine ourselves daily. And if some people had their hopes and they hired an employee and then they find out their hands in the till, they don't have to beat themselves up, do they?
No.
They get rid of them.
Right.
They exactly. admit, hey, I hired a rogue,
yeah,
a bandit, a pirate, a thief, and I had to let them go. That doesn't mean that their character is worthless as a boss, as an HR person. It happens, right? And I said this 3 years ago. I said, ladies and gentlemen, when it is shown that Donald Trump has failed you, it will be like you hired the wrong person. But we have to be grown-ups. We have to be able to look at the truth. We have to admit the truth and say that, hey, I made a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to admit that. So my friend, if you're out there and you voted for Trump, but now you're seeing this, I love you. And God loves you. We're all in this together. We need to survive what's coming. So come on back. Listen to the programs that I've been putting out. If some of you left and you have, because that happened, Allison. I had a lot of people leave this ministry because they didn't like what I said about Trump. They couldn't yeah. believe. They wrote me and they said, Nathan, give him a chance. Let's mm-hmm. see what God's going to do. Well, here we are. We know what God is doing. God used a Trump. Number of things,
yeah.
but Trump has been allowed to be the one to bring about the destruction of America. He's Desolation Donald. He's Demolition Donald. And he's going to be used to demolish the world economy and oversee the war that's coming.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be a war president. This ministry has been on record saying this from inauguration day that week. I shared it, folks. We saw it. He showed us what he was going to do when he was inaugurated and he gave a speech. He showed us he was going to be a military president. So here we are now. We have to go forward knowing that some of the things in front of you are landmines and traps and snares. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're a MAGA, Trump-wearing, well-meaning American, I just want to challenge you. And it's run its course. It's not real. It's no more. And perhaps some of the good folks, Allison, some of them will say, well, let's give it a chance. Let's freeze dry it. Let's save it on the shelf. Maybe it'll come around. No, not when there's ashes. There's nothing to freeze dry. It's burnt up, folks.
That's right.
And right now is not the time for God's people to be holding on to lies. It's not. MAGA is political junk food, ladies and gentlemen. It was a deception brought to us by the Red Dragon. It appeared great, but now it has been revealed. It's time to move forward. Now, Allison, recently in the last few weeks, I guess we could say, we have been contacted by people
mm-hmm.
inside the Beltway.
Yep.
And for those of you who are publicly school educated, the Beltway is DC, folks. We were contacted by individuals within the Beltway
mm-hmm.
who have access to the White House.
Yes.
And to the players and to some of the individuals in power. And we have been told
mm-hmm.
off the record, we will not name names. But we have been told by people in the Beltway, Allison, what did they say?
That you're right on track.
That's true.
Yeah, that is true. And what you've been putting out for years.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
I don't say that with rejoicing, folks. I say that with lament. I say that sadly. I say it with grief because I know what it means. I have two boys. Allison, you have a son as well.
Yeah.
The listeners out there have young people, and we know where this is headed.
Mm-hmm.
War's coming. It always turns into war.
Mm-hmm.
I have so much to share, folks. The war that is coming with China will be some future programs. Between now and then, there's other stuff going on. We will have regular war against countries. That's prophesied, and we see it coming. It's the plan. It's the scheme. It's what they want. And there's an end game to all of this. Allison, you know, part of the end game with war, unfortunately, is to thin the herd.
Yeah.
That's what it's for.
Mm-hmm.
It's to thin the herd, folks. There's too many. Too many eating those nice Roma tomatoes.
Roma tomatoes.
There's too many people eating steak. There's not enough to go around. There's too many folks getting a welfare check. There's too many elderly pensioners in the West, in Europe. What is the biggest bank breaker that they complain about? We've heard this for years, Allison.
The pensions.
Europe. The pensioners.
The pensioners, yes.
Those evil.
Yeah. Their pensions and their high cost of medical help. And
did they talk about it in Germany?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They've even talked about socially acceptable dying, that it should be mandated that people commit suicide at a certain age just so they won't drag down the economy, drag down the government.
They discussed that in Berlin, or is this Denmark or Amsterdam?
This was in Europe.
In Europe.
Yeah.
Brussels has their fix, right?
Yeah.
Then the herd.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's why they were also all for euthanization. There's a big agenda behind making it easier to euthanize people.
So what we have so far is COVID part one, and then the lockdown, and then the opening. But we're not done because the lockdown is coming again. We're going to have phase two. I've seen some of the plans. It's amazing, Allison, that they've written about this in advance, years in advance. They wrote about this.
Mm-hmm.
That the plan is to have lockdown and then opening of the economy. And it's a back and forth thing that lasts for 18 months, 2 years. And it slowly destroys the world economy, like we're watching right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's governmental restrictions and things that are imposed on the citizens. And we're already seeing the whole planet turn from proud independence, flag-waving, patriotic, nationalistic citizens from said country. You can look at the same thing happening all over the West, all over Europe, North America, South America. The people who love freedom and believe in democracy have all of a sudden found themselves afraid of this thing that is invisible, and they're following the protocols. And they're allowing self-imposed bankruptcy. They're allowing their businesses to go bankrupt. That's happening worldwide. We're seeing it in this town. The little mom and pops.
They've closed down, and a lot of stores and little restaurants that we had around here, they're not reopening again, and it's very sad.
There was one we liked to go to.
Yeah.
That Mexican restaurant.
It was like a little Mexican restaurant. They made burritos, and it was real quaint and cute and small, but
yeah, couldn't make it.
They didn't make it, and we had some other stores.
They're shaving the wealth from the middle class, and they're reducing the strength of the middle class, and their goal is to destroy the middle class and to have the largest transfer of wealth, which is taking place right now with the bailouts and the stimulus. Who's benefiting from it? How can the stock market be going up when 40 million people are unemployed? It's all a scam, folks. And this is why I'm doing this program, because some horrible things are coming. Now, what is that, Nathan? Okay, let's move on. The riots started.
The riots, yeah. Now we have the second thing going on.
The
we
riots.
Thought the coronavirus was bad enough, and now we've got riots.
We have riots. And those people went to every city, over 150, 200, I lost count. They destroyed buildings,
the inner cities,
and businesses. And now we have found out that when they went to those locations, conveniently, there were pallets of cinder blocks and bricks waiting for them.
Yeah.
Not construction sites.
No.
But pallets of bricks.
Just there, conveniently waiting.
Conveniently waiting. Why? Why did that happen?
Hmm.
Who did that? Who's behind it? And also, we have seen video of police
officers.
Vagrants.
Yeah.
Are they officers? They're vagrants.
Yeah.
They're marauders. They're police thugs.
Yeah.
Who were destroying their own cars.
Yeah.
With their batons, busting out the windows, kicking the doors. We have it on video.
Yeah.
A band of cops, at least 10 of them, destroying cars. what's going on here? We have rogues doing it, or were they real cops? Were they rioters dressed as cops? How did they get a hold of these police cars? Because then, after the police cars' windows were busted out, some of the police officers got into them and left the scene with broken windows.
Mm-hmm.
So we have weirdness going on. What is this? Provocateurs are out there. This is what's going on. Let me just sum it up right here. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a fix. They are wanting civil war between the races. They want the blacks against the whites. And to get this thing started, they're going to use the extreme of both sides, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, the Black Panthers, and the ones who are zealous, the mm-hmm. ones who are rogues,
yeah.
and the undesirables, the thugs. They are going to use them. But then on the other end of the spectrum, we have the white supremacists,
yeah.
the far right, who can't wait, the Aryans.
They're just itching. Yeah.
They cannot happy. Wait. I have talked to some
mm-hmm.
here in Northern Idaho. I have spoken to some who have told me over the years, a war is coming between the races in America.
Yeah.
And they can't wait.
Yeah.
The Aryans cannot wait to fire their guns. And then when we come a little toward the center from them, we have the well-meaning patriots and militia groups. We have the Oath Keepers.
Mm-hmm.
We have regular citizens who just want peace and harmony in their neighborhoods. They don't want destruction. So they want to protect their neighborhoods. So we have all these different groups. And then in the black side, we also have black Christians. We have black citizens who are well-meaning
yeah.
and good folks.
Yeah.
So in the entire spectrum, we have a lot of groups. But the goal of this thing that's going on is to get these groups fighting one another.
Divide and conquer.
Divide and conquer.
So if you buy into the narrative, if you're white and you buy into the narrative that all the blacks are thugs and all they want to do is riot and burn down the cities, if you're black and you think all of the whites are racist and they all hate you, you're buying into their narrative.
And that's one of the things we want to say, Allison. We need to make this very clear. If you are a Bible-believing Christian, whether you're black or white, they're lying to you.
They're lying to
us.
Yeah.
They are trying to cause a war, and they're going to get it.
They already have the rift there, and it's going to get wider. The chasm is going to get wider and wider, and the hate's going to get more and more, and you can't give in to it. If you're a Christian, no matter if you're black or white, don't give in to the lies. Don't buy it. Yes, there are bad people on either side, but there are also good people.
If you're white, if you're Hispanic, not every black person is bad.
No.
There's good brethren out there. Bible believing, God-fearing blacks out there.
Yeah.
Just like there are whites and just like there are Hispanics. But that's not the plan. And Donald Trump has already labeled all of the people protesting, all of them. They're not being isolated that there's some bad ones among.
No.
And there's rogues in the crowd.
No.
No, they're all thugs.
They're all thugs. All of them are thugs.
All of them are thugs. And his remedy is, what did he say? Force, we have to go in there and just demolish what they're doing.
Yeah.
And he said, when the looting starts, the shooting starts.
Yeah.
So Trump wants a war. And by the way, folks, again, who's at the helm? I want to also say something else. There are some people, Trump supporters, who are continuing to believe the lie from QAnon that Trump has a coup taking place right now. There is a coup in D.C. There's a coup in the White House, and they're trying to take away his power. It's Obama and Soros. Come on, folks. Who's the president? Donald Trump has said, I am your voice. I am a law and order president. I am, I am, I am. He said that at the convention. And since then, he has let us know that the generals have to obey him. The states have to obey him. Everyone has to obey him. He's the boss. He's made it very clear. He's the Donald. Now, if for some reason there was a coup taking place and there was nothing he could do about it, that would mean he's a wimp, wouldn't it, Allison?
Yeah.
That would mean that he's false. That would mean that he's not the man for the job. That would mean that he's not brave enough to look at the threat, whatever the threats he's been given, and say, you know what? I am here to serve the Constitution, and if I have to die a martyr and shed my blood, that's the way it is. John F. Kennedy did it.
Mm-hmm.
He said that there are thugs out there and there are powers behind the scenes, and they killed him. He had courage. That's called bravery and boldness. If Donald Trump is having a coup right now, why isn't he speaking out against it?
Mm-hmm.
There's always an excuse. Deep state has taken away his power. Deep state is doing this. Deep state is doing that. Come on, folks.
You know, if they weren't afraid to knock John F. Kennedy out, why would they be afraid to knock Trump out?
They wouldn't be.
They wouldn't be. He'd be gone. They'd get rid of him.
If he was fighting deep state and they were going to do a coup.
Seriously?
It's not hard.
No.
God forbid.
Mm-hmm. He's playing them. He's playing all his MAGA followers. And they're believing it, and they're taking it in, swallowing it hook, line, and sinker.
It's not a coup. Even to this day, people send me their reports. Some of the ones that everyone knows, and they're still holding on to that crazy, foolish, absurd narrative that it's not Trump's fault and it's a coup. So even though Trump had Fauci standing next to him, and even though Trump said he's going to use the military to poke your kids with a needle, it's not his fault.
All Trump has to do is walk in front of a church, hold up a Bible, and the American evangelicals will lap it up. And he's playing every single one of them.
That
he
knows
exactly how to signal, what signals to use, what props to use to get you.
He tear gassed the peaceful protesters.
The church people, they got tear gassed away. And he walks up like El Duce, like Mussolini. He has the same kind of look on his face, prideful, arrogant.
Allison, that is interesting you bring that up because, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you not aware, okay, Hitler, World War II, was friends with Mussolini, the Italian dictator.
Fascist.
El Duce, yeah. You know, the Duke. Was his nickname. And if you look at, Google it on YouTube, look at Mussolini, El Duce, and the facial expressions that he makes. His chin's always pompous. He holds it up.
Yeah.
He is so full of himself. And when Trump was holding up that Bible in front of the church, he looked like Mussolini.
Yeah.
He did the same facial expressions as Mussolini. Ladies and gentlemen, check it out. Google Mussolini and then look at Donald Trump holding up the Bible. It was not meant to give God praise and glory.
No.
It was a prop.
It's to play the evangelist, to play the evangelicals.
And by the way, when that occurred, I was sent a video clip by a listener, and they said, Nathan, can you believe this? That they believe it. This fellow, one of your colleagues, and let me say ex-colleague, believes it. I'm not going to say his name, but you know, not everything's true when you show the news, is it, Allison?
No.
And there was a conversation going on about Trump's little ploy, and they believed it. They said, this shows that Trump is going to defend Christianity, and it shows that he loves God, and this is so spiritual, and this is so profound. It is not a sign to the church, a hidden signal that, hey, I got your back. No, that's not what it was. It was a desperate attempt to dangle a little trinket in front of the MAGA hat-wearing folks out there to keep him on his side, and it worked. It worked, Allison.
Yeah, it worked.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to challenge all of you. Read Daniel chapter 7 like 5 times, 10 times. Just read it and read it and read it. And then read Daniel chapter 8. Read it. It talks about the little horn, and it talks about how he behaves, and it talks about how the little horn will dangle promises and prosperity to the saints of God and deceive them. It talks about that. The Antichrist is not going to have horns. Allison, to this day, I still get notices from listeners who say, Nathan, you say that we're in the end times, but it's not going to start until the Antichrist is revealed. And it's like, what? Seriously?
Yeah.
Until he's revealed. What does he need to do? Is the church going to know who the guy is, who the villain is? Will they know? Most won't.
No, most won't.
Most will not.
Because they will believe the lie.
They will believe the lie. So now we have these autonomous zones, and this is what's going to happen, folks. I'll say in a quick summary what they want to happen. Whether or not they can accomplish it, I guess we'll see. But this is what they want to happen, and they have between now and the election to pull it off, which is 6 months, 5 to 6 months, which gives them enough time to have enough chaos that the election will be
suspended
or canceled or doctored or influenced or put off, delayed.
Mm-hmm. Delayed.
A lot can happen between now and then, but this is what they want. They want civil war. They want martial law. They want civil unrest. They want troops on the ground. Trump has activated 1 million reservists. 1 million. Why? Donald Trump is at the helm. He has activated 1 million soldiers. He is at odds with a lot of generals in the Pentagon. A lot of them are retiring. A lot of them have come forward. A lot, ladies and gentlemen. Generals and lieutenant colonels and very high-ranking officers have come out and said, America, we have a problem. Donald Trump is dangerous for America. Donald Trump is dangerous for the future. They're all saying it now. They're saying he is a dictator in the making. I've been saying this for years, Allison, and people got mad at me. But now we have generals saying it openly. Openly.
Yeah.
So here's what they're going to do, folks. We started with the riots. Now we have the test. It's a litmus test. The the CHAZ, Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone in downtown Seattle, is a test. It's a litmus test to see the response from the mayor, from Inslee, the governor of Washington State, to see what the response will be and to see what the citizen reaction will be, because that thing is going to spread. It will spread to other areas of the country, and then we can expect it to go hot. And the next stage that we can expect to see, ladies and gentlemen, this is why you need to be praying. In my introduction, I said some very strong things. I said that they're going to bag and tag citizens. What that means is they need a body count. So a false flag is going to occur in several locations. We can expect to see bombs go off, and they're going to blame it on either the far right, on militia members, on Oath Keepers, or on Black Lives Matter, on Antifa. It will be blamed on a number of people. But in order for this thing to go really hot, they need false flag attacks to occur. But when this thing happens, it will be very intricate. It will be very precise. It will be planned out. And the way that it's able to be pulled off will mystify regular folks, because they're going to say, how could this little protest group pull something like this off? Which means they will need access to buildings beyond security, beyond locked doors, beyond the night watchman. They will need access to infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
We can expect to maybe see infrastructure, bridges, buildings, public buildings, government buildings, to be bombed with false flag attacks. We can also expect to see, just like they did in the Civil War in Ukraine, when they had the snipers shooting people, I can expect to see we will have events in the future where either protesters or police officers will get shot
mm-hmm.
by snipers, or maybe just drive-bys or a combination. That's what they need. So this thing is getting worse. If we can make it to the election without this, then we dodged a bullet, but then it's going to happen in the second term. If Trump gets reelected, and when he gets reelected, the mask is going to come off and El Duce will be revealed.
Well, the country is being split in half.
Thank you, Allison. And that's the main part of the program that I want to get to. Let's talk about this. Something very profound happened.
On June the 2nd?
That was Tuesday,
That was Tuesday. In the evening, there was a storm in Sheboygan.
Sheboygan. Now, that's an interesting word, Allison. Sheboygan, Wisconsin.
Sheboygan, Wisconsin. The Acuity Insurance flag, the largest American flag, was ripped in half.
It's the largest one in North America, and some have said it's the largest one in the world.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to be very clear as I explain what I'm about to say, because this event is so profound, and I believe in my heart that this is a sign from God, mm-hmm. who was a message from the God of heaven. It's a message from him. Now, I'm going to be making an article about this, and hopefully by the time this is published, you'll be able to go and see it. Also, I'm going to have show notes. If you go to the website where this program is found, there'll be a link to show notes, and you can click that, and they'll go to the article where I have pictures of this. But this is very profound, Allison, because first of all, Sheboygan means to perforate and to pierce.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Native American term, and that's what it means, to pierce. Now, this flag is so big that the stars are 5 feet tall. The stripes are 5 feet tall. It weighs 340 pounds, and it occupies about 10,000 square feet. This thing is huge. The flagpole itself is 400 feet tall. It's taller than the Statue of Liberty. And on the night of
June 2nd,
it was in a storm.
Mm-hmm.
The winds were almost hurricane force, 90 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And that flag was shredded as it was on the pole.
Yeah.
When you look at the remnants of what was left of the flag, it told a story.
Yes.
It was a prophetic sign that tells a story of what's coming to America, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, first of all, if you want to Google this, you can look it up yourself. It's the Acuity Insurance. It's in the corporate headquarters in Wisconsin. The word acuity is a form of the word acute. Acute means sharp.
Yes.
Like sharp pain, acute pain. You know how the doctor will say mm-hmm. he has acute pain. Acuity Insurance is A-C-U-I-T-Y. If you look it up, the Acuity Insurance flag. It paints such a profound picture, ladies and gentlemen, because the word acuity, when you look it up, Allison, it
means keenness of perception, acuity of vision, you know, sharpness of vision, sharpness of mind, the ability to hear, see, or think accurately and clearly.
Acuity of mind, soberness,
mm-hmm.
be rational, see clearly, think clearly. Mm-hmm. Acuity means all those things.
Yeah.
That flag was shredded. Mm-hmm. Meaning, and here's what the sign means, ladies and gentlemen. It means that the ability to think clearly has been removed from America. It means the ability to see clearly has been removed from America. And the ability to function, to have perception, is gone.
Mm-hmm.
So the perception of America is gone. And that's exactly what the book of Jeremiah 51 says about Babylon in the end times. Go ahead and share that with the audience. What does it say? Jeremiah 51:17?
Yeah, it's Jeremiah 51:17. Everyone is dull-hearted without knowledge.
Everyone is dull-hearted. Now, this flag was shredded.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that's very, it's actually spooky.
Yeah, when you look at the picture of what's left and you kind of turn it, first of all, you see that the flag has been completely ripped in half.
Ripped in half and a portion's gone.
A portion of it, the middle is gone.
The middle of the flag is gone.
The middle of the flag is gone. And you only have the outer portions of the flag still hanging. And you have the part which has the stars, the 50 states. And it looks like blood is coming out. Whatever's left of the stripe, the red stripe that is there, it looks like it's dripping blood.
The 50 stars are dripping blood. Yeah. If you hold it sideways, ladies and gentlemen, if you turn it so that the red is coming down, it's dripping blood.
It's dripping blood. And it also looks like a meat cleaver when you look at it. And whatever's left of the stripes, it's just 1, 2, 3, 4 stripes left.
Total.
Total, 2 white, 2 red.
Now, when we look at the meaning of the stars and stripes, going back, George Washington said that the red was for the blood of those who sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
The red means the blood of the soldiers and mm-hmm. those who died. So when we look at that meaning and we look at the upturned flag where the blue is above and the blood's dripping down.
Yes, the blue flag.
Allison, what is this telling us?
There will be blood.
There will be blood.
Or it is already bleeding.
It's already bleeding, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why I titled this program, There Will Be Blood. This is a sign.
Okay, 2 days later, the Washington Monument was struck by lightning. So within a week, you have two very
profound
signs and symbols. So Washington is struck by lightning. Is this the wrath of God on Washington or just on America coming down? Lightning strikes. Then you have the largest American flag flying ever
in the world,
shredded in half, the middle torn out. What does that say? I mean, that's prophetic, because when you look at what's going on in the United States right now, there's no middle ground anymore. There's no middle. It's either or. Everything is becoming more extreme, and divide between the factions is getting wider and wider.
That's very interesting, Allison. And also, we have the middle class being ripped out.
The middle class is being ripped out, yes.
This is so sobering. This should.
When you also look at what's left, it looks like a meat cleaver ready to strike whatever's left of the stripes.
That's interesting. This cleaver wants to hit.
Yeah.
Now, the white means purity. So what we have is a divide. We have the violent ones on the left,
mm-hmm.
violence with a cleaver,
mm-hmm.
and they're striking at the white ones. Ladies and gentlemen, I would say that the United States does have God's remnant.
Mm-hmm.
There are Christians here. There are blood-bought souls here in America who love Jesus. The majority of our audience loves the Lord. Allison, they value.
Spirit-filled and hear his voice, yes.
And they're awake and they know what time it is and they're smart. And I love them. And folks, I appreciate all of you who listen to this program to get our input. But those are the ones that the Bible says are going to be persecuted. And they don't want to take the mark, so they're going to be beheaded. And they're going to be thrown into the camps and mishandled and killed.
Mm-hmm.
The pure ones. When you look at this flag, folks, go to my show notes and look at this picture. It looks like the pure ones are getting attacked, are going to get attacked. The pure ones, the Christians.
Yeah.
There's going to be blood on them too. So we have two groups now. We're going to have a war against Christianity. That's what this is. So whether people are on the far right, white supremacists are going to kill Christians as well. They will. And very zealous people will kill Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will have the far left communists, Antifa, those types, Black Lives Matter, the extreme rogues, will also kill Christians and others. So we have a war coming, ladies and gentlemen, and that's what this signifies. That's the message that God wants all of you to be aware of. The days of normal are gone. We are living in the days of trauma. We are living in the days where there will be anguish, there will be sorrow, and there will be lament. And I am very suspicious, and we've said it every morning. We wake up, we read the news, and we ask each other the question, are we there? Yeah. Has the tribulation started, or is it about to? And I think it is.
I think it is.
If it hasn't yet, we're banging on the door.
Yeah, definitely.
We're banging on the door, and if Trump wins the second term, which I expect him to do, I'm very concerned that in term number two, it's going to get very, very spooky.
He's going to reveal his true colors. What power is behind him?
The hemorrhaging will begin. The fall of America will ensue. The bloodletting is going to happen. The culling, the purge, the divide. We have that coming. So we have civil war coming. We have civil unrest coming. And then what are the governmental powers going to do? What are they going to do to Christians or Oath Keepers or well-meaning militia people who want to protect their neighborhoods from the rogues?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be the bad guys. It's going to get so crazy, ladies and gentlemen. But the thing that we cannot do is follow the wrong narrative. Because following the wrong narrative will cause people to make the wrong choices and ally themselves with the wrong groups. Because not everyone is of our kind.
No.
Not everyone is of our kind.
We can't follow either narrative, either the one side or the other. And we have to stick to the truth and hold on to Christ and not compromise our Christianity in this situation.
Allison, I want to finish and wrap this up, but I want to finish, ladies and gentlemen, with a verse, and it's found in James chapter 1. And it's real interesting. I was reading this a few weeks ago, and this just really jumped out, and I had never really noticed it before, not in the context of what we're facing. And I want to just talk about it for a moment, and then we're going to finish. Okay, now, if you have your Bibles, turn to James chapter 1, and it's in verse 16 to 18. And I just want to talk about this verse because this sheds light on what our homework is. It really does, because every one of us has a discipline that we need to get a hold of, because if we don't, we will find ourselves on the wrong side of the right thing to do. Allison, go ahead and read it.
Okay, this is James 1, verses 16 through 18. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures.
Okay. Now, every good and perfect gift comes from God. So, including wisdom, because James says, in fact, in this book, any man who lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. So every perfect gift, wisdom is a gift. And that's one of the things, ladies and gentlemen, that we need to be asking God for. We need to be praying and saying, God, open our eyes. We need to get on our knees and cry out to him like blind Bartimaeus and say, God, let me be able to see. I don't want to be deceived. We have to ask him. We have to allow our prayers to go up to heaven and say, God, help me not to be deceived. So that's first. And he will give us, because every perfect gift comes from above. Of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, because we're his. So if you are a blood-bought child of God, meaning, not head knowledge, not a salvation in your head. I'm talking about you cried out to God one day and you repented and you told God that you didn't want to live for yourself anymore and you wanted to live for him. And you asked him into your heart. You asked him to take over your life. You asked him to be your Lord and Savior. Of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth. That will only happen when the Holy Spirit convicts a person. The Holy Spirit calls us and woos us. For them that are called, he shows up and he saves us.
Yes.
He convicts us and he stirs us. And that happens. There's a wrestling going on for days or weeks or months inside our hearts until we succumb and give in. We fall down on our face at the foot of the cross and say, God, save me. I need you. So that's what verse 18 says. Of his will, he brought us forth. Now watch this. I said all that to say this. That we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Okay, those who are not redeemed are not part of the first fruits. They do not get to be part of that group. The first fruits is a privilege that happens to those of us who trust in Jesus. Jesus was the first. He rose again, but then we're going to rise with him when he gives us our glorified body, when he shows up and the resurrection happens, i.e. the rapture. The dead in Christ rise first. And then we will rise with them. We're the first fruits of his resurrection. We will be a kind of first fruits. So what is this saying, Allison? In Genesis, it says every animal could reproduce after its own kind, right? Mm-hmm. The animals after its kind. And then he said to Adam, be fruitful and multiply. That was in the natural, be fruitful and multiply. But now we're talking about the spirit. We also have to be a different species. That is a redeemed human whose soul has been sealed. Like Ephesians chapter 1 says, we have been sealed. We have to be the kind of person that has been sealed, that kind. Now, this could be several sermons right here, this whole concept, but this is where I'm going with this. A Christian can only reproduce a Christian, kind after kind, reproduce after its own kind. A person who has a good tree with good fruit in it can only give good fruit, and they are a kind of tree that can only give good fruit. They are only that kind, the kind that pleases Jesus. In the last days, we have to be the kind of person, creature by God, of the first fruits group. In other words, part of the assembly of the righteous, the assembly of the redeemed. We have to be in that group. There will be some, ladies and gentlemen, there will be people sitting next to you in church. There will be people who are your friends. There will be people who are members of your family who are not of the kind. Let me also say this. Some of you folks listening to this program right now are not of the kind of first fruits. Right now, where it stands, you're not ready to meet the Lord. If the angel blew the trumpet and Jesus said, come up here, come up hither, you wouldn't go because you're not of the kind. Some folks out there, Allison, are not of the kind. They haven't been redeemed. They're not living right. Their focus is on MAGA. Their focus is on redeeming America. Their focus is on getting everything back on track, fixing the government, fixing those corrupt laws and all that mess. That's what their focus is. But they are not of the kind that is part of the fold. They're not.
Amen.
There are people who are saying that they're Christians and they're not. So in the days that are coming, how many people go to those rallies and scream and clap for Donald Trump, who call themselves Christians, are standing next to people who are not of their kind? Folks, how many of you stood next to people who are not of the kind that will be part of the first fruit bunch to go forth and meet Jesus in the air? How many of you are spending more time with people who are not of your kind? They are not of the first fruits. They're not able to make first fruits because they're spiritually dead and they're on their way to hell and their main focus is saving this nation. Or saving things that are going to rust and burn.
Their worldly possessions.
Their worldly possessions. That's why Judas betrayed Jesus. He was wanting Jesus to fix the government. He wanted Jesus to fix the problems, the corruption, the occupation, those Romans. We want them gone. Jesus isn't doing it. I thought he was going to. He's not doing it now, so I'm going to betray him. I'm going to turn him in. That was the motivation for Judas. And that's going to be the motivation that's coming again. It happened to Jesus. He was betrayed by a patriot. Ladies and gentlemen, please hear me. There are many people who will be betrayed by patriots because they are not of the kind. So here's the question, my friend. When you look in the mirror, are you of the kind? It says in James that we might be of the kind. Are you the kind after its own kind? Do you reproduce life or do you reproduce death? What comes from you? What kind of fruit is hanging from your branches? Life or death? Earthly things or things of the kingdom? Things of the afterlife? What is the most important thing? Making sure Trump wins and calling everyone who might not agree with Trump worthy of death? You hate their guts? You want to kill them because they don't meet your political aspirations? You know, people at those MAGA rallies, tire up, hanger up, hanger. I've heard this type of talk. From people at MAGA rallies, they say they should just string up Hillary, string up those congressmen, just hang them all, and just kill them all. So their kind, those words are not from God. Those words are not from this kingdom. Those words are not from someone who is of the kind. We have a choice, folks. We have a choice. And as our brother Joshua said so long ago after Moses passed, he said, choose you. Choose who you're going to serve. And do it today. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait till it's convenient. Today's the time to choose. Allison, it's going to get bloody. It's going to get horrible. And God sent us the message with that flag. God sent us the message that the nation is going to shed blood on their fellow citizens because those fellow citizens might not like or agree with them politically. And to get wrapped up in this war that's coming will show that you're not of the kind. So my friend, which kind are you? What kind of Christian are you? Are you a fake? Because you're a patriot, so therefore, God bless America, you can say those words and go to meetings where they say that. That doesn't make you the kind. It doesn't. If your heart has not been redeemed, and if you haven't repented, and if you don't depend on Jesus for life, for your future, for eternity. Allison, people have things to think about, don't they?
Yeah.
Anything you want to add?
Keep your eyes focused on Christ. And don't get wrapped up in the lies. Don't buy into the hate. Remember who you are. You've been bought at a very high price.
Very high price.
By Jesus. And your eyes should be focused on him and not on worldly matters. And do not give in to hatred. Because it says in Matthew 24 that the hearts of many will grow cold and brother will hate brother.
We can't let that happen.
Don't let it happen. God is drawing a line right now. He's looking who belongs to him and who doesn't. It says in Revelation 22:11, he who is unjust, let him be unjust still. He who is filthy, let him be filthy still. He who is righteous, let him be righteous still. He who is holy, let him be holy still. So what side are you on? Are you with Christ? Or are you giving into your flesh? And on Satan's side, that's where he wants you.
Indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we have a choice. And the Bible ended with this challenge, and Allison's going to read.
And it says, and behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are dogs and sorcerers and sexually immoral and murderers and idolaters and whoever loves and practices a lie.
Okay, stop right there, Allison. Whoever loves a lie. Donald Trump's a liar.
Mm-hmm.
America has a leader who lies habitually and his people are excusing it. And if someone, ladies and gentlemen, if you excuse the lies of Trump and say, well, he's not a pastor, and you excuse it, it said whoever loves and practices. If you love it. I love Trump, even though he lies. Jesus says right here, we're going to have our place
revoked.
Revoked.
Taken away
from
us.
This is serious stuff. The sexual and the murderers
mm-hmm.
and the idolaters. Patriotism is idolatry to the flag, mm-hmm. to the country. There is a healthy patriotism that says, okay, I live here and I'm going to protect my home.
You just love your country, yeah. But it's not an idol that you hold up.
And you want to kill and murder.
Yeah.
The murderers will not enter, and that's what's coming. We're going to have murder on the streets, and people will do it and think they're justified.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to get ugly, folks. So how do we end this? I want to end it with this challenge, ladies and gentlemen. Please do not forget who you are and where you came from. If you're a Christian and you're not where you're supposed to be, today's the day. Get it done. Start house cleaning. Start opening those drawers. Start emptying those closets. Start doing the spring cleaning. Everybody sins. Everyone's a mess. We all have the garments that get dirty, but it's time to clean them. It's time to change the garments. It's time to come to the Lord and stand before his throne and say, God, woe is me. I can't continue this way. It's time, ladies and gentlemen, because we will not be able to have clear vision and acuity of eyesight without the Spirit of the Lord. If we are harboring sin, if we are holding on to things we're not supposed to, if we have bitterness in our hearts and we have bad attitudes, we will not be able to see it clearly. We will be those who get deceived, because the only thing to fight deception is the light. And the only thing that is the light is God. And David said, who is he who can come before the temple of God and his holy hill? Him who has clean hands, him who has a pure heart, a clean heart. We can approach God that way. And if we don't, then we come to God and say, God, cleanse me. That's what time it is, folks. It's a late hour, and there's going to be blood. And please do not be on the wrong side of the Chronicles of God, because he's recording everything. Please do not have your record tarnished and stained. You know, Allison, they made it this far. They were good Christians. You know, they did their part, and then at the last minute, they blow it and become part of this madness. Folks, don't do that. Don't do that, folks. This message is for everybody, but it also is specifically for our brethren who may be oath keepers and ex-military and police officers and militia members. Stay balanced, my friend. Stay focused and make sure that the narrative you're following is true. If you're part of a militia group and your leader's giving you information, confirm it. Get a second opinion. When you get home, that you go to a meeting and everybody watches some YouTube on how, you know, the Antifa is about to come to your town, so everyone gets armed, and the first black guy that shows up in your town, you shoot him. It's not Antifa. That's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because people are going to get paranoid. So we have to make sure we have the mind of Christ through this and his eyes. And the challenge that we're all going to face is now something weird occurred. We turned a corner, and that's the other thing. And maybe you should mention this. I'm noticing we have endured it.
The attacks.
There has been an onslaught of locusts, satanic locusts that have been released into America.
Yeah.
The demonic has been released into America. And there are so many people who are getting attacked right now, spiritually, emotionally, in their bodies.
Every time I open up Facebook, I see all these requests for prayers. It's been so much lately. Depression, health problems. The body of Christ is getting attacked like crazy. And we can feel it as well. We get attacked. It's wearing down the body of Christ. And we need to be one on one with God so that he can direct us and speak to us and lead us.
And we need to overcome.
And overcome, yeah. That we see that there will be an end to this. We have to run the race till the end and not give up. Throw in the towel. Don't throw in the towel. Don't do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Satan has been granted. It says in Revelation 13, verse 7, it was granted to him, the devil, to make war with the saints and overcome them, to wear down the saints. And it's happening now. And the only way to overcome is what we read in chapter 11, by the blood of the Lamb and the word
of his testimony.
Amen. Which is the word of God. So we need to get a hold of the Bible. We need to practice those promises. Ladies and gentlemen, our weapons are not carnal. Our weapons are what Jesus did when he was tempted. We need to be able to say, it is written. So our homework is to get a hold of what is written, that we can speak it when we're getting attacked.
Amen.
It is written, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. It is written, he who is in me is greater than he who is in the world. It is written, if God be for me, who can be against me? It is written, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits, who forgives all our iniquity and heals all our diseases. It's written that he came to destroy the works of the devil. It is written, you shall tread on serpents and scorpions, and lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. It is written that those who know their God shall be strong and do exploits. We got to get a hold of those, folks. Those are our weapons. And this is the message. And with that, I'm going to close. Folks, once again, we're not in regular times. We're entering the tribulation. So let's be warriors for God. Let's be those who Jesus will look down when he sees you, when he appears in the clouds. You know, he asked the question, when the Son of Man returns,
will he find faith on the earth?
Amen. Will he find it in our hearts?
Mm-hmm.
So will he, my friend, will he find faith in your heart? Or agitation and hatred and bitterness, anger and strife, anger to your fellow man, blood on your hands? What's he going to find? Time is now to get ready for this.
It's almost too late. Almost too late. There's no more time to play around.
This is in real time, folks. So, Allison, thank you for sharing with me. And ladies and gentlemen, share this with everyone that you know. This is so important. This message has to get out. Share this program. If you're listening to this on YouTube, subscribe, please. And also click the notifications. And we appreciate, again, all your support. Our address is Watchman's Cry, P.O. Box 157, Priest River, Idaho, 83856. The website is watchmanscry.com. Allison, any closing words?
Be careful, be vigilant, and be sober-minded, and say a prayer for your kids.
All right, Allison, thank you. And with that, stay vigilant, stay safe, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.